Now, before we take up this year's Sing Conference, I want to give you just one example, the keynote preachers who the Gettys had at their last year's Sing Conference, that is in Nashville, to teach the Lord's people, quote, Christian doctrine and, quote, deep theology. Man is a very popular new evangelical with a lot of influence. Spoke at last year's Sing Conference, Tim Keller's his name. Pastor of Redeemer Presbyterian Church, New York. He's the co-founder of the Gospel Coalition. You heard about the Gospel Coalition already. He's one of the key signatories of the Manhattan Declaration. You know about that, don't you? In which he joined with Roman Catholics and leaders from other church, apostate churches and denominations, all of them as fellow Christians. The Gettys have had a good number of Manhattan Declaration signers at their conferences, including this upcoming Sing 2019 conference. They'll have one or more there. And, of course, they've had Gospel Coalition men, of course, too. Keller gave two keynote addresses at the third Lausanne conference. Not surprising, considering he preaches a different gospel, which is no gospel at all. Listen to Keller. People in other religions, unless they find Christ, I don't know any other way, that is, of salvation. But I also get information on a need-to-know basis. If there's some trapdoor or something like that, I haven't been told about it, but I also don't know. There's no trapdoor, Tim. It's Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by Christ. Let's believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved or remain in condemnation. In his book, Reason for God, Keller wrote, Jesus' life, death, and resurrection was an infinitely costly rescue mission to restore justice to the oppressed and marginalized. Again, this is a different gospel. In his book, Prodigal God, he wrote, Jesus hates suffering, injustice, evil, and death so much he came and experienced it to defeat it and someday to wipe the world clean of it. God hates the suffering and oppression of this material world so much he is willing to get involved in it and fight against it. Keller is, in truth, a Marxist liberation theologian. And he even favorably quotes from such out-and-out Marxists as Reinhold Neubauer and the Dominican priest Gutierrez. He quotes favorably from them. In his book, King's Cross, Keller describes the Trinity as, quote, a divine dance. Also, Keller, in the same book, in the words of my favorite author, C.S. Lewis, quote, in Christianity, God is not a static thing, but a dynamic, pulsating activity, a life, almost a kind of drama, almost, if you will not think me irreverent, a kind of dance. That was in Mere Christianity. C.S. Lewis wrote that. Keller is an evolutionist. He says, I think Genesis 1 has the earmarks of poetry and is therefore a song about the wonder and meaning of God's creation. He says that God used evolutionary biological processes, very long processes. He says, quote, the earth is probably very old. And there was some kind of process of natural selection that God guided and used and maybe intervened in. Keller calls those who hold to the word of God, and so creation, six literal days, and that by the spoken word of God alone, as, quote, anti-scientific religionists, unquote. Do we have some of those here today? We have quite a few. I would think everybody that's here. Keller is a radical environmentalist whose hero is John Stott of Evangelicals and Catholics Together, and also Stott is an environmentalist as well. Keller is deeply into Roman Catholic mysticism, even speaking what he terms, quote, great stuff, unquote, from the Roman Catholic mystics. By way of example, he speaks of Ignatius Loyola, founder of the Jesuits, things that he's written. He speaks of St. Francis de Sales, St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila. Keller endorses the writings of men, women like that, and other Catholic mystics. He says the best things have been written are by Catholics during the Counter-Reformation. Great stuff. Keller's church has held classes on the practice of Lectio Divina, contemplative prayer, and, quote, how to create your own private monastery, unquote. The last subject was taught in a class titled, quote, The Way of the Monk, unquote. In his book on prayer, that's the title of it, Keller praises St. Teresa and her mystic contemplative prayer. He recommends the teachings of contemplative prayer by Anthony Bloom. He's a bishop of the Russian Orthodox Church. Also, he recommends a book by Thelma Hall, a Roman Catholic nun, titled Too Deep for Words, Rediscovering Lectio Divina. And he also recommends the teachings of Hans-Jürg von Balthasar, a Jesuit. Not surprising, Tim Keller loves Harry Potter with all its magic and witches and sorcery, including a main figure named Albus Dumbledore. He's a homosexual sorcerer who leads the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. As we already mentioned, Tim Keller is co-founder and member of the Gospel Coalition, the same Gospel Coalition the Gettys provided worship for at one of its conferences. He, then, Keller, is an example of ministers the Gettys draw the Lord's people to in order to be taught, quote, deep doctrine and rich theology. Last year's Sing Conference, like this year's, was promoted as being all about those very things. And, quote, a yearning for the right things, and that the blood-bought church should speak to a rebellious world. There's rebellion in the Church of Christ. Gettys are part of it. We turn now, finally, to Gettys 2019 Sing Conference. This is what we finish on. It'll take a little bit to wade through it. The Life of Christ is the title, August 19th to 21st at the Grand Ole Opry. This is the third annual Sing Conference. From the promotional video, join thousands of pastors, musicians, leaders for the third annual Getty Music Conference. Sing 2019 is designed to encourage you and your church family toward a biblical understanding and create a vision of congregational singing. When they show Irish dance on the video, as you watch it, you see in all caps, deep theology. Then you see timeless artistry. And then you see that the topic is the life of Christ. And you know, I mentioned how important this is. As important as thou shalt know other gods before me, and thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Even using Christ's name in connection with something like this is a form of using God's name in vain. When you think of what that means, to use God's name in vain. 7 plenary sessions, 50 breakout sessions, all at the Grand Ole Opry. Plus, at the Bridgestone Arena, there's going to be a 13,000-person hymn sing, and it'll be featuring also John Piper speaking, Johnny Erickson Tada, and a 1,000-voice choir. And we hear timeless artistry and worship and so on and so forth. Timeless artistry and worship. The reality is the worship they produce, promote, and perform is not scriptural. It's not spiritual. It doesn't exalt God alone. It is sensual. It is sensational. It is profitable. And it exalts men and their talents over God. Also including a promotional video of the upcoming Sing Conference in Nashville is a short excerpt from Pastor John MacArthur. Preaching about worship. We've got this. He was also, he's at this year's Sing Conference. He's a speaker. We have a little video, right? Let's play that. Some sound here. There's MacArthur.
The heart can only go as high in worship as it can go deep in theology.
That's MacArthur promoting this. Now, I want to move along, but I'll tell you what he said is geared to make you say, wow, I need to sit at this man's feet. The heart can only go as high in worship as it can go deep in theology. You know, he has ordained praise from babes. I mean, it's true. The more we know our doctrine, both have a spiritual and experiential understanding of it, I mean, the more we are going to worship God with joy and thanksgiving. It's true. But these sort of statements are geared toward impressing you, and you kind of need these people. If you're going to worship God, you need to have them teach you deep theology. I don't care for the phrase myself or what he said. I'm not going to put you through it, but on that promo, again, it was all about why is this being put on. Deeper, they say, more dynamic theology, artistry, and mission. So far, over 30 speakers are listed for this conference, 2019 Sing in Nashville. There may be more eventually. It's in August. We're going to go through some of these speakers. We're not going to go through all of them. We're going to take some time to see who these teachers of deep dynamic theology will be. before we go there, let's consider the revenues raked in by the Gettys, music, money, machine, through this one conference. Let's begin with the basic admittance fee for the 2019 Sing. It's $269 per person. There was some price break for very early registration, but for some time it's been $269. The bulk of people pay that. Over 13,000 individuals are expected to attend this conference. So instead of taking $269, let's make allowance for early registration. Let's just take $260 times 13,000. The total is $3,380,000 from gate fees alone. That's a lot of money. I know they have expenses. They don't have that many expenses. Nowhere near that many. And they're just getting started. They pull in plenty of cash from other charges at this conference. You're going to hear about it. Let me give you a few more facts. We'll try to run through this fairly quick about this conference. You want a conference booth? It'll cost you $2,000 on up to $6,995, depending on the size. You want to put an ad in their program book for your, as they say, organization, ministry, whatever. You want a half page for the program book? $900. On a full page, $1,700. You want a two page, $2,600. You want to be a sponsor of the conference attendee lounge? That'll run you $12,500. This area will be provided for conference attendees to meet with their teams, enjoy moments of reflection, or view the content from a screen in a less crowded location. There's going to be all this chairs and all they say and tell how comfortable it is. Your organization's name and logo will be on signs in the lounge area. Yeah, for $12,500, have your organization's logo. There's a lot of money, you know, in all these money-making schemes among Christians. It's just incredible, the money. Think of what this money could be used for. You can be a sponsor of a focus gathering for $7,800, i.e., it says, pastor's coffee meeting, luncheons, etc. What you get for this is an optional, well, there's going to be, you're going to have a listing in the conference schedule. You're going to have your logo and special thanks displayed in a program book. You're going to have a complimentary push message on an app announcing some event for you. This is if you sponsor a focus gathering. And for your $7,800, quote, an optional appearance or greeting by Keith Getty, schedule permitting. They're not exalting the Gettys. It's all about exalting God. Sponsor an exhibitor or be an exhibitor lounge host. It's not just one, but one of them. $6,500. It tells about how your branding and message will be put up, and refreshments will be provided by your organization, if desired. Product dropped all exhibitors, your pamphlet placed in a registration kit. A note of thanks to your organization from Getty Music placed in the exhibitor registration kit, logo and special thanks displayed in the program book. Speaker, be a sponsor of the speaker green room, $5,500. And again, logo put up. Get to give out a pamphlet or flyer to all the speakers and put it in a VIP gift bag. Very important persons. Sponsor a provided banner placed in the green room. Exclusive access to VIP green room. They have VIPs at these worship conferences. For two representatives from your organization during the duration of the conference. Exhibitor scavenger hunt booklet, $8,500. Registrants to the conference collect stamps from all exhibitors and register to win selected prizes. And so this booklet where they put their stamps, you get to have an ad in there. It tells a little about your organization. And then also the email addresses of these people who enter the contest will be shared with you. So you can start sending them all sorts of emails they don't want. That's for $8,500. Breakout session sponsor. If you sponsor a large breakout session, it'll cost you $6,000. A small breakout session, $3,500. What do you get? Your materials passed out at the session by your volunteers. Your representative will have 5 minutes at the beginning of the session to welcome and open in prayer. Your banner, no financial ask allowed. No, that's supposed to go to the Gettys. All banners and branding may be placed around the room in advance of the session. Registrant gift bag, bag sponsorship, $7,500, bag insert, $2,200. You get to have your organization's logo proudly displayed on front of conference registrant gift bag. You get one complimentary gift bag insert you can put in, and logo and special thanks in the program book. Plenary session chair drop, in other words, your organization gets to put one thing on each of the chairs in the main room, $4,500, but the MC will recognize your organization from the stage. Bridgestone chair drop, $6,750. Plenary session slides and video. They put something up if you want a slide or a video, a short one. Cost you the video $4,500, a quick still image $600. Name badge sponsor, that'll cost you $15,000. You know, I just had to read it again to see. 1, 2, 3 zeros. Yes, that's $15,000. $15,000. Your organization's name and logo printed on every attendee name badge with optional web link, logo, and special thanks displayed in the program book. Plenary session product spotlight. Cost you $800. They just do a little description of it, and the MC says a few words. Hotel, you think I'm about done, don't you? I should be, but I got a little ways to go. Hotel key card branding, $150 per key card logo thing. Logo water bottles, hydration stations. You can have your logo featured alongside the official Sing Conference logo on a keepsake water bottles given to each registrant upon arrival. So there's all these logos on there. Half page book explanation of water bottles and hydration stations will feature something about your organization. Logo, special thanks, logo displayed. That'll cost you there's too many zeros here. $16,000. $16,000. Sponsored tours, you can help sponsor a tour of the Grand Ole Opry, $2,000. What you get for that is you get to stand up and have a couple of, I don't know how long, a very short time to address the group assembled for the tour. I'm so-and-so, and this is my organization. And then the tour guard tells you thank you. So he says thank you for helping provide this tour. That's $2,000. Photo booth official sponsor, $6,500. They're going to have your logo and hashtag as a backdrop for the official step and repeat, whatever that is, where they take pictures. And then and they're going to be, registrants will say, I'm going to have my picture in front of this backdrop here, and there will be your logo one-on-ones up there. And then they will encourage these people that have their pictures taken at this conference to post them on social media, do a few things like that, logo here and there, something in the booklet, conference app, that will cost you $7,000, push notification, $995. We won't go into all of that. Sort of the same thing. It's just a nothing thing. Conference notepad, a branded notepad, $12,000. They stick the logo or website. It's just a notepad. I mean, it's just a, and they put your logo on it along with other people's. You'll be proudly displayed, it says there, and you get a special thanks. That's $12,000. There, we got through that. I could have said more, but, I mean, you know, you count that up. And then you multiply it towards the people who do that. Also, of course, there'll be book sales by the Gettys, album sales, other sales. Last year, Lifeway Books, Southern Baptists, got just about anything there. They sold, quote, high HD quality video of all 60 breakout sessions and 7 plenary sessions and exclusive interviews. So they had a contract with the Gettys. Now let's go through the speakers. This is the last thing we're doing. We're going through the speakers, not all of them. Keith and Christine Getty, people we're learning about. John Piper, already spoke about him. A number of new Calvinists. We're not going to go through all of them. Tim Challies, Conrad Mbewe. I don't know how to say his name ever. Mbewe. I've spoken of him before, part of the matter, but Mbewe. Matt Boswell, Matt Marker, Jordan Coughlin, H.B. Charles. We will get to him, I think, just a little bit, maybe. I don't know. Matt Papa. I don't even know who he is. But we need to give you a few special mention New Calvinist speakers at the Sing Conference. Just say just a very few words. Mark Deaver, ESV Bible Advisory Council, founder of Together for the Gospel. Not good. Co-author of a book with J.I. Packer, of Evangelicals and Catholics Together fame. The book uses six different modern Bible translations. Then we have Oz Guinness, will be a speaker at this Sing Conference, signer of Evangelicals and Catholics Together. He signed it. That tells you enough about this man that the Gettys are bringing in to teach the body of Christ, Christian doctrine, deep theology. Johnny Erickson Tada. I mean, I feel sorry for her. She's paralyzed. But, I mean, she's a woman teacher. She's very ecumenical. She's a Manhattan Declaration signer. She's an official endorser of the ESV, and she'll be one of the teachers at this conference. Bob Coughlin, elder of Sovereign Grace Church of Louisville, Kentucky, director of Sovereign Grace Music, very, very charismatic, very deeply compromised, new Calvinist in every way, including, of course, modern Bible translation. D.A. Carson, very much a new Calvinist to the core. He helped translate the wretched New Living Translation of the Bible. He's authored books with such men as John Piper and Tim Keller. He's part of the Gospel Coalition, founder and president. Other guest speakers, we won't go through other than we've got some to profile here, but there are others. And then you have musicians who give clinics. And I believe, I don't know which ones will be performing, maybe all of them as well. Let's go through some of these. So, Fernando Ortega, he's a close friend of the Graham family. He wrote a song for Billy Graham. He did a special performance for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. He performed at the Cove, which is the Billy Graham Training Center. He has performed there. He's a close friend with Andrew Peterson, which does not exactly recommend him as a sound teacher, as you'll hear about Andrew Peterson. Shane and Shane, I don't know much about them, if anything, just this little bit we found. We didn't have time to go into all these people. They're CCM. They have very close connections with Gettys. There's a music album of Shane and Shane's on the Getty website. It's the only non-Getty album. The Getty albums have other people on them, but it's always mostly Getty. This is all Shane and Shane. Maybe this will tell you enough about them. This very weekend, they're performing at Sierra Catholic High School in San Juan Capistrano, California. I might tell you enough. Then we have Tripp Lee. He's a Christian rap artist. He's been a speaker for the Gospel Coalition. I'm not going to tell you much about Tripp Lee. What we're going to do instead is just in a second here, we're going to show you Tripp Lee, this man performing his worship music, I guess, worshiping the Lord. And this man's going to be teaching Christians who attend the Getty 2019 conference how to rightly worship the Lord. Let's play just that video clip with sound. Here we are.
We never missed. I know they pressing me. They won't be sweating. They leave me, but we never could. So when that weather be here, no pictures to see us up under the hood. Ice cold, watch yourself. I'm about to watch my breath. So cold, ain't got no bricks. Stand firm, unfolded across my chest.
That's Tripp Lee. He's going to teach Christians, you know, how to worship rightly, reverently. You know, give unto the Lord the glory, do his name, worship the Lord with the beauty of holiness. Did that look like the beauty of holiness? But we're going to show you one more clip of Tripp Lee, because I say he's going to be at this conference. He's been at other Sing events. You're going to show, or you're going to see, I'm sorry, you're going to see Tripp Lee, just the tail end of a performance he did at a Sing conference. The Getty band is on stage because they performed with him, and you'll see Kristen Getty to be Lee's right, just the end of that performance. It's just, it's from the audience. Let's play it. That's what we do when we worship God. Afterward, we all go, woo, woo. It's really about God, isn't it? Exalting him. And you saw Kristen Getty put up her hand and point toward him. Next, we'll keep moving. Another one that'll be at this year's Sing Conference, Pedro Eustache. Never heard of him, did you? Neither did I, till the Gettys brought him to my attention, to attention of millions of other people who now may go ahead and start going to his website, learning more, start to like the music he plays maybe, who come under his influence. This is, and the whole thing is, we're just not to have fellowship. We're to avoid the unfruitful works of darkness. We're to have nothing to do with them. This is a famous flute player. He supposedly worships the Lord by playing his flute. That's what he said. This is how I worship the Lord. I toot on a flute. Well, he didn't say that. I said that. But he performs with his flute. He has performed at Louis Palau Crusades and events with Pastor Benny Hinn. You all know who Benny Hinn is. Very unsound as to doctrine. On his website, he lists what he calls great master genius musicians who he looks up to. Well, what do we see? Well, we see Jimi Hendrix. Hendrix, of course, was a druggie. Now we're going back to my time when I was young. I wasn't a druggie, he was. But I didn't like Jimi Hendrix, to be honest. That's neither here nor there, but I remember him. He lived in immorality. He was a very hard drinker. He was violent. In one instance, he cut up one of his girlfriends, one of his many girlfriends, with a broken vodka bottle, and he died of an overdose. Another of Pedro's master genius musicians he admires is Vary Shankar. This man is Indian as in country of India. He composes Hindustani classical music. He's a player of Indian instruments. He's very, very close, or he was, has been, to Beatle George Harrison. Harrison studied under him and performed in concert with him. Another one of Pedro's men he looks up to, N. Banerjee. Here's a quote from him, also an Indian musician. He says this about his music. Indian music is based on spiritualism. Spiritualism. Nothing to do with religion, but spiritualism. Practice and learned to know the, capital S, supreme, capital T, truth. Pedro says, I'm very heavy into C.S. Lewis. He says, quote, I listened to Jimi Hendrix. I listened to everything. He played the sound score for that Roman Catholic blasphemous, idolatrous movie, Passion of the Christ. He's done duets with Yanni and Beatle Paul McCartney. You know Paul McCartney. Yanni is a New Age musician. May produce some other music genres as well, but New Age. He has a what he calls One World, One People philosophy. Now, in 2018, Pedro toured with the Game of Thrones. I can't say much about them. When something is so bad you can't describe it, it's not something that Christians should be introduced to in any way, shape, or form, including by bringing this man in to what's supposed to be this wonderful gathering of Christians to learn how to glorify God and worship him. Pedro had live concerts with the Game of, it was a Game of Thrones live concert, it was called. So what they had is large screens showing scenes from the Game of Thrones in the background while he played. Game of Thrones, to sum up, is a filthy, violent, and even perverted series of shows. I mean, what does this man have to do with Christian doctrine, sound theology, teaching the body of Christ, right, reverend worship. John Lennox is another speaker, Kristen Getty's uncle. By all appearances, and for what many say, this is a very nice, sincere, kind Christian man. He's a professor of mathematics at Oxford University. He's a Christian apologist who speaks much on creationism. He's debated Richard Hawkins. There's only a problem, though. There's at least one problem. He believes in old age earth theory, and he teaches errors such as death was in the world before the fall of man, that animals and other creatures, they died. So death was in the world, and the earth is very, very, very old, much older than what we would believe or what people should believe. And so it's a problem there, isn't it? Jackie Hill Perry is another one brought in by the Gettys at this conference to teach and possibly perform. She is a writer. She is a poet. She is a hip-hop artist. She's a former homosexual who rails against what she calls, quote, the heterosexual gospel, unquote. She's written a book titled Good Girl, Gay Girl. Here's a short excerpt. We're going to play a short excerpt now of one of Jackie Hill Perry's music videos. This is her brand of so-called worship music. This is how she worships the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And she's going to come in and teach the Lord's people to worship the Lord apparently like this. The Gettys are bringing her in. Can we play that video with sound, just short? Apparently that's creativity and worship then. Sure, not worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness and giving the Lord the glory to him. We'll be bringing her in. Andrew Peterson, CCM musician, singer, folk, rock, bluegrass, country, blues, and pop. That's his specialties. He's a big fan and promoter of C.S. Lewis. He's a very big fan of also Harry Potter books. I've already spoken of Harry Potter books, movies, homosexual sorcerer and all. He defends it. He promotes it, staunchly defends it. Harry Potter against Christians who rightly warn of those books and movies. He's a writer. He's written a Wing Feather series. It's four fantasy novels, titles such as On the Edge of the Dark Sea of Darkness, another title, Or Be Eaten, another title, The Monster of the Holly, another, The Warden and the Wolf King. No doubt the C.S. Lewis Harry Potter influence bearing fruit. He's produced a children's album titled Slugs, Bugs, and Lullabies. He's a close friend with Fernando Ortega. Peterson is very much into spiritual formation, very much. Spiritual exercises and disciplines that are Roman Catholic, the Roman Catholic mysticism. We've talked about that a little bit. Peterson promotes the writings of modern spiritual formation leaders such as Brennan Manning and Richard Foster. I've spoken of Richard Foster in the past. He's very into the arts, including idolatrous art. He has a website titled The Rabbit Room. I want to read some posts by him. People post things there. There's a lot of other things there, too. I want to read a few posts, both by him and I think I have some from some other people as well. He has what's called, on The Rabbit Room, he has the Catholic Rabbit Room. This is a group for all those in The Rabbit Room who share the faith of Tolkien. Wow. W-A-U-G-H, I'm not familiar with him, O'Connor, Chesterton, and Dante. It's a place where rabbits can discuss all things related to Catholicism and the arts, and we can travel together on the way of beauty. Then he has this, different postings that he puts on, lovers, or different aspects of his rabbit room, lovers of the Lord of the Rings soundtracks. I already told you about them. He's promoting that. This is a forum for talking about the soundtracks, the Lord of the Rings. There are no rules, but though we might go through each soundtrack song by song and each week provide an opportunity to focus on that song. I told you about The Lord of the Rings, how bad it is. Here's a guest post. Tolkien, Fairy Tales, and the Gift of Hope. Today's outstanding guest post is by Saibon Maloney. Saibon works for the Center for Cultural and Pastoral Research at the John Paul II Institute in Washington, D.C. She also assists with their online review journal, Humanum. Here's another post. A special invitation from Renovare Book Club. Of course, that's all about spiritual formation. Richard Foster is Renovare. Greetings, Rabbitarians. It brings me great joy to once more invite you to hop on over to the Renovare Book Club, where we're about to begin a new season. This year, we'll be reading together, and then he lists three books. They're all by different spiritual formation leaders. He has a post here, Holy Week Sonnets. He has a post by Thomas McKenzie. It's titled Keeping Holy Lent. Lent begins today, Ash Wednesday. Check with a local Roman Catholic, Anglican, Lutheran, Methodist, or Episcopal church. There's a big promotion on the Rabbit Room site for Hutchmoot Conference. We can put a picture up from the Hutchmoot website. You can see the big idol there. This is run by a Roman Catholic monk or priest. So here's this is from their 2017 conference, actually, that I have here. I can't go through all this, but they have messages on community, incarnation, and the magic of theater. They have one called Old Shoes and Ancient Rituals, How Liturgy Shapes Us. They have the delightful Shiver, Ghost Stories, and the Gospel. They have a schedule for 2018 Hutchmut Conference up. It includes, quote, Lexio and Basile worship. There's no sense in going through all this, but will beauty save the earth, imagination, storytelling, the arts, dramatic readings by from Hamlet and Job to describe how great artists imitate the work of the Holy Spirit. Reasons to Believe is one of their sessions. Spiritual Hunger in the Music of Bruce Springsteen. Springsteen has spoken for the common man. This session will look at how Springsteen's music speaks to our longings for the promised land. And there's going to be songs there by someone. Springsteen is very pro-homosexual, pro-transgender. And a lot of people think his song Born in the USA, they have a mistaken belief. It is patriotic. It's anything but. Has a line in it, something about going to Vietnam, going to kill the yellow man. Oh, yeah. Another speaker at this 2019 Sing Conference, they're bringing in Ann Graham Lotz. You know she's a woman preacher. That's forbidden by the Bible. Billy Graham is her father. He says, and in just a minute we'll put her up there, she's the best preacher in the family. That's what he said. He preaches to men and women. Now, I believe strongly... women are not to preach and teach men or women or men and women together. You know, I believe that, and I believe the Bible teaches that. But she preaches to men and women. And we're going to just run this. It's just no sound, showing her preaching up there. That's Ann Graham Lotz preaching, huge cross and all. Now, she's a typical Graham. I'll keep speaking of her while that's playing. She's ecumenical. She preaches modern Bible translations from them. And this isn't the first time, the 2019 conference, the Gettys have associated with her. Remember, they have performed the so-called worship music at a conference where she was the main speaker. They sang before and after her message. She's a false prophet, literally. She has given many prophecies. Now, one of her prophecies, she had a posting in December after being diagnosed with cancer, and she speaks of the prophet Jeremiah. Now, the Jeremiah heard from the Lord, how the Lord asked him, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" Then she says this, the word of the Lord has come to me, and what do you see? And God showed her many prophetic things about her cancer, how she was living out a message for Israel. Issues with her life and cancer would correspond to events and future events having to do with Israel. For instance, Israel is in danger of surprise attack in Israel's 70th year because Anne is also 70 and has been attacked by cancer. She got herself on quite a pedestal, her and her father and her family. I mean, things in their life are prophecies for the world. You'd have to read it all. At her father's funeral, she spoke. I'll read a little bit, some excerpts. When he, that is her dad, Billy Graham, died, that was something very strategic from heaven's point of view. And then I'll take some excerpts about why it was strategic. February 21st, 2018 was the date God chose to take my father home. Why? And then she explains that on February 21st, that's the day the Jews focus on the scripture reading that deals with the death of Moses. And then she says Moses was a great liberator. He brought millions of people out of bondage, slavery. He got them to the edge of the promised land, and God took him to heaven. My father was also a great liberator. He brought millions of people out of bondage to sin and gets us to the edge of heaven, the edge of the promised land, and God has called him home. And it could be that God is going to bring Joshua into the promised land, lead us into heaven. Joshua, of course, translated from Greek as Jesus. I believe this. Billy Graham's death and that date is a shot across the bow of heaven. And I believe God is saying, wake up, church, wake up, world, wake up, Ann, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. Because Billy Graham went to heaven, so now Jesus, Joshua, is coming. Relating it to Moses, Joshua, Billy Graham, and Jesus. At this year's Sing Conference, Ann Graham Lotz is going to be preaching. You saw a little clip over there. She's going to be preaching some of that theology, that the deep theology the Gettys boast of. And, of course, this is all good words and fair speeches. The Gettys talk about the importance of sound doctrine and theology, but it means nothing to them, nothing. Let me give you another example of that. This is from a 2013 radio interview that Keith Getty did with Dan Wooding of Assist Ministries. In it, he called the rock singer Bono, this is Keith Getty, quote, a brilliant theological thinker, and said that Bono, quote, cares for a lot of things that Christ asks us to care about, unquote. Well, Bono is an obvious apostate. He's a rank antinomian. He defends all manner of wickedness. He's not a brilliant theologian. He's not a thinker who cares about the things of Christ. That ought to give you some insight into the spiritual condition of Keith Getty. Now, one more. We haven't done over 30, but we're not going to. Stuart Townend. You heard his name already. He's very close to the Gettys. They perform together. Keith and Townend have written many songs together. We gave you a sample of some of the music from one. The Apostles' Creed put the music. 2010, Townend led worship at the Greenbelt Festival, a festival with, quote, a progressive Christian worldview, unquote. The notorious homosexual activist Peter Tatchell spoke twice at that festival, twice. One of his projects has been working to lower the age of consent to 14. The year before, Townsend led worship at the Greenbrier Festival. Homosexual Bishop Gene Robinson was one of the speakers. And you know, Townsend went anyway. And he's never said it was a mistake, even. He's very charismatic. He believes in this holy laughter thing. Very ecumenical. He's very Romish in many ways, including his observance of the Lenten season, what he calls Holy Week. He provides resources to churches for Lenten season observance. And by the way, the Gettys are also into this Holy Week. I just saw a short video. The two of them, Keith did most of the talking. They were spending time with the Navigators, which are not sound, having a wonderful time. And they were talking about Holy Week and how they had something special on their website about, quote, Holy Week and preparing for all of this. And Keith Getty talking about how Holy Week is a time for several things, including repentance. I haven't got the exact quote. He called it time for reflection, repentance, and justice for whatever, one of these social justice things. A time for repentance. Every day is a time for repentance. You don't have a special so-called Holy Week. That's Catholic. That's Roman Catholic. Townend is a supporter of the Alpha Program. He was asked in an interview, TV Principles of Praise. This was a few years back. But what would Jesus sing? Townend replied, I think he would be doing thrash metal or hip-hop or something where we'd go, he can't do that. Because I think he would be challenging our comfortable perception, unquote. In an interview with Christianity Today, Townend said that God loves electric guitars and drums. I mean, again, we've shared with you some of the people that the Gettys are bringing in, and there's going to be 13,000 people right there. They're going to be selling CDs and everything of this. These are the kind of people. It's not just that conference, but many other conferences, events, concerts. These are the kind of people that the Gettys gather the Lord's people to, his blood-bought flock, the sheep of his pastures, and they put them at these people's feet to be taught by, in truth, to be corrupted by, spiritually corrupted by, and led into error and sin. This is on the Gettys' head. Oh, there's a man I should mention will be there as well. I saved him for last. You won't be surprised. Mr. Puritan himself, Dr. Joel Beakey. None of you in our church are surprised because we've warned of him. So it's all good words and fair speeches. The Gettys are wolves in sheep's clothing. It is just simply remarkable that we have all these warnings. Wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, corruptors that Jude, the warning is they've crept in, men who have crept in unawares. Angels of light, Satan's ministers appearing as ministers of righteousness. All these warnings. I mean, at what point do these warnings, do we heed them? I mean, where does this apply if it doesn't apply with things like this? The Gettys don't glorify the Lord and serve him faithfully. They glorify themselves, they serve their own bellies. Mark and separate from them. 2 Corinthians 6, let me read it. We certainly have time for this. 14 through 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, or what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We'll stop there. Self-explanatory, really, isn't it? What we're to do. I have one more verse to read, but I wanted to stop there. Touch not the unclean thing. You know, you go into the Old Testament, what did the priests do then? What were they charged to do? Well, ministers are still charged to do this. Teach my people the difference between the clean and the unclean. The likes of Beakey, MacArthur, they don't do that. And they're reputed as being, these are the faithful ministers, these are the new Puritans, these are the sons of the Reformers, or anything but. Good words, fair speeches. But I need to go on. That whole 2019 Sing Conference is unclean, spiritually unclean. That whole ministry of the Gettys is spiritually unclean. And we're told this in one of the next chapter 7 of 2 Corinthians. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And that reverential fear of God, the fear of a child, not the abject fear of the unsaved, but that reverential fear of God. All right, I mean, you know, it seems as if Christians can understand what filthiness of the flesh is, but they don't understand what filthiness of the spirit is. The Gettys may be of the highest moral purity. I don't know. I don't know them. And until I know something like that, I go with thinking the best. But they are spiritually filthy. And so we're to have nothing to do with them. We're to be concerned and not be those that Paul speaks of in Philippians, for all seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ. We are to seek the things which are of Jesus Christ. Every Christian has a personal responsibility to judge rightly with the scriptures. We have a personal responsibility. We have a concern. We ought to love God first and supremely with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and have nothing to do with these that so dishonor the Lord and trample his word underfoot and corrupt the body of Christ. I want to read to you one more scripture passage, 2 John the verses 7 through 11, just one chapter. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. There was a specific issue, a specific lie, really, that was being taught there, an error, but it's a very grievous lie. But this applies, there's a general rule as well. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Here we are. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Dealing with that specific wrong doctrine that was being taught, very grievous thing. But then this, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Now there's a general rule there. We are not to have anything to do with the likes of the Gettys. Nothing. He says here, the Lord says here by the apostle that we're not to receive him into our house, of course. Neither, not even bid him Godspeed. In other words, have nothing to do with such a one. If you refuse to obey the word of the Lord, when you know there are people that are corrupting the church, when you know there are people that are spreading false doctrine, when you know that there are people who are unfaithful to the Lord, they're not just in error. They know what they're doing over and over and over and over again. You're to have nothing to do with them. Otherwise, you are partaker of his evil deeds. You're part of it. In God's eyes, you're part of it. And you will be part of it. Especially if you promote them, or in this day of social media, you're posting things by them, the particular person, like when it comes to the Gettys, you have a responsibility here. And we need to see to our duty. And so we close with that. Amen.